Hello, everyone. This is Sharon. Welcome back to another day of Sharon's Daily Inspirations. To God be the glory. Romans 14:17. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Joy doesn't pay attention to every situation or circumstance. Everything you look at like it is going wrong, but joy, you still have joy. We need to have joy on the inside of us. We need to be joyful at all times. We don't need to look at what's going on in the news, the negative words that we're hearing, what so-and-so is saying, what such-and-such said. You don't have to put up with what's being offered to you by man or by this world system. You have the ability to overrule anything that does not pertain to the abundance of eternal life that is in you, that is on the inside of you. The abundant eternal life resides on the inside of you. Like I mentioned yesterday from Luke 17:21, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Now, if the kingdom of God is within you, you are able to walk victoriously in this life. You don't have to worry about the circumstances or the situations or anything that is going on because God is on the inside of you. You are powerful. You are a child of God. You are a kingdom citizen. There is a divine kingdom potentially on the inside of you that God has placed in all of us who are born again believers. Again, this is not about the normal churchgoer who only goes to church on a Sunday or Wednesday or Tuesday or whatever other day you may go to Bible study if you go. And it's not about the day that you only go to a church service. This is not about those type of people. It's not even about a religion or a denomination. Christ did not come to talk to us about denominations or anything like that. He came to talk to us about the kingdom of God. So the Bible says, I'm going to read it again. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost as found in Romans 14:17. Once you learn how to function in this, you don't have bad days anymore because the joy of the Lord is your strength. All of your bad days are gone. You're going to start to walk victoriously. And everything and anything that is not of God, that may have been, illegally birthed in you, has to go. For instance, sickness, it has to go because it's illegally birthed in you. It is illegal for you to be sick. It is illegal for you and your spouse to not get along. It is illegal for your children to disrespect you. It is illegal for you to be broke. It is illegal for you not to have joy. It is illegal for you not to have happiness. It is illegal for you not to have peace. It is illegal for you to live a humdrum life. It is illegal for you to be spiraling. It is illegal for you to do all the things that the Bible had already promised and told you that you can do. So you need to say, stop lying to me, because those things, those people are lying to you. The Bible tells you who you are, what you can do, where you are, and the power that's on the inside of you. But who are you going to believe? Are you going to believe God, or are you going to believe this world system and what they are trying to pump into you and have pumped into you and will continue to pump in you when you allow them to? I say pump the word of God in you. Pump in the fact that Romans 14:17 says the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, and it's upon you. And Luke 17:21, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. I don't know about you, but I know that the kingdom of God is within me, and I am excited and happy to have the joy of the Lord on the inside of me. I pray that something that I said resonates with you and your heart, and you are willing and able to.
Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye. Mwah.